I have a weird bunch of stories this week. I don't know why. It is the beginning of summer vacation, so I may or may not have an episode next week. It depends how busy it is around the house, but I can tell you honestly, it is so freaking hot in Japan. No one wants to go outside. No one wants to do anything. I think it's going to be very much a holiday of everyone just staying inside, watching TV, doing nothing the entire time. But that's just some information, just you know, the world as it goes. Japan. We're here to talk about Japan. Japan's rice inventory has dropped to 1.56 million tons in June. Japan has a rice inventory. It has a bunch of rice that they keep, like in warehouses, they keep stock. Weirdly, the very first thing I thought, like, rice is a staple, right? It's important to have a lot of rice if you're going to live in a country like Japan. Canada has the maple syrup, and there was a big heist where they stole like 3 or 4 tanker trucks full of maple syrup. And there's a lot of questions and thoughts go on when you hear about that. Like, why? I think was the main one. 20% less rice compared to last year. So last year in June, they had 20% more than the 1.56 million tons that they have right now. If it declines any further, there may be price hikes. Annual demand within Japan for rice has dropped as people's diets have changed and a shrinking population. So you have less people, you're going to need less food to feed those people. In a way, not a terrible thing. There's been an increase in the price of bread and noodles. So a lot of people are now taking bread and noodles out of their diets, which they may have had more in before, and eating more rice. But that, in addition to tourists, so there's been a big tourism boom, probably the last 3 months, we've talked about tourism, people coming, the problems they cause, the problems of local people, all that kind of stuff has been happening over and over and again in Japan. They want to eat Japanese food. You want to come to Japan, Japan is famous for food. I mean, it's famous for a lot of stuff, but food's pretty high on that list. If you're going to make your top 10 list, I'm going to guarantee food's going to be in the top 5. That food's going to include rice. So this tourism boom is feeding the amount of rice that gets eaten. So right now the forecast is actually saying that demand will increase, but production's going to go down. So it's this interesting problem because the population isn't going to be buying rice because they're changing their diet, but they might start buying rice again, but there's a shrinking population. So it's really confusing as to whether or not Japan, the country, or Japanese people are going to be eating or buying more rice. But they're going to need more rice if this tourism boom keeps happening and, you know, all the problems that come with the tourism boom. So it's like everything has a double-edged sword. Everything is just problematic. And that seems to be what it's like to just live. There are drain grates. So Japan, I live in a small town. Small towns in Japan do not have sidewalks. And it's very off-putting. I'm told to do tangent right away. Problem is, I walk to the train station. It takes about 15 minutes. I don't complain about the walk. The walk's quite nice. Good way to wake you up in the morning, to be honest. The roads are very small. It's a small town. There are no sidewalks. So I am walking on the side of the road, almost in the gutter. Gutters aren't the same here. They tend to be just like, gutters. But they're covered over with cement blocks. And then every now and then, they'll have a grate where the rain can drain down into it. Almost lost my words there. I walk on those, and because if I walk on the road, the old people who live in the area, again, this is Japan, graying population, most people are old. They've been driving those roads for 50 years, let's say. They know those roads, and that's true. Like, they'll say, like, I know this road like the back of my hand. They don't know if someone's on the road that they're driving. So they drive like they know the road, but they're not actually paying as close attention to whether or not someone is on the road. So I almost get hit by a car regularly. Like, I would say once a month, I almost get hit by a car if I'm not being careful. I certainly have to be more careful than the drivers who are actually driving around the roads with me. And they're so small, it's very easy to get hit. So that's just to give you a sense of the setup of the roads in a lot of places in Japan. Once you get into the cities, it's different. But you get these towns, which is a lot of Japan, the suburbs and stuff. No sidewalks, has these like gutter systems, and they have grates on top. Now, I didn't think about this, but grates are made of metal and people steal the grates to sell them. There's a city called Tochigi, and what they've done is the local government's had enough they need to take action. They need to do something to stop people stealing the grates. So they decided that the best way to stop people stealing these grates would be to paint them white and red so they were in sort of a strawberry pattern. It's actually neat. If you look at it on an angle, you can see the strawberry really, really well. They chose a strawberry because Tochigi in this area is famous for growing strawberries. This is one of the things about also living in Japan. Every town has to be famous for something, even though the fact that no one's ever heard of it means it's not actually famous. But if you say, oh, this is my town, this is this town I visited, it's famous for is going to be probably the next sentence out of the Japanese person's mouth who's talking to you about it. What they actually mean is that stuff is produced there. It doesn't actually mean it's famous for it. So I've had that conversation. I gave up. There's a lot of things that I realized that I will not be changing Japanese culture anytime soon. So this town is famous for this thing as a statement. It defiles what fame means. Defile is way too strong a word. But it's like you're actually demonstrating that you're not using the word famous right correctly. And just saying it's hot when it's hot out constantly, I've given up on that. And I really, you know, somewhere deep down inside me, my body goes, no, man, you can stop them. They say, atsui, 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 atsui. It's fucking constant. And I know it's hot because I'm in the fucking same weather as you are. Okay. You can see how annoyed how quickly I get. I think it's because I come from Canada. And if you walked out of the snow, out of the minus 20 degree snow in Canada, and then you went, hey, it's cold outside, everyone would think you're a moron. Because, yeah, we know it's cold. It's freaking minus 20 degrees outside. Anyways, they painted strawberries on these grates that are along the side of the road. So I was like, how bad is this problem? Well, in 2022, there were 25 grates stolen in six different cases. So just six different cases of theft where in those six thefts, 25 grates were stolen. In 2023, there were 25 cases where 40 grates were stolen. And so far, into like up to June in 2024, there have been 11 cases already with 23 grates stolen. So this is actually a problem. This is a really regular problem. So the problem is if these grates go missing, that means when I personally am walking along the side of this road and I step in one of those, I'm going to fall into that little area underneath, the drain underneath, and I could hurt my foot, I could hurt my shin, I could fall over, I could break a leg. Cars also have to, when two cars go along together, one has to get out of the way. They probably both have to get out of the way because the roads are that small sometimes. This means that one of the cars driving to the side, the wheel could then go down there, damage the car. So this is actually a significant and very real safety issue. They decided that painting the grates would make them unfit to be sold, which means News Japan has adopted a bit of a philosophy of giving advice to criminals or helping criminals out. And I shouldn't, but it's because I go into the criminal mind when I start doing these stories. And my first thought is, would it? So it's a metal grate and you're selling the metal, which I assume is going to be melted down to make something else. So the metal itself has value. So they've painted the metal. How hard is it to strip the paint off metal? And I was like, you could use it like a sandblaster and have it done in a couple of seconds. Like, I'm sure you could sandblast that paint off really quick. You could just melt it down. I'm sure the impurities of the paint would be minuscule compared to the actual quality of the iron or whatever they're using, the steel of these grates. So the value doesn't seem to have actually changed. So like the fact that it's been painted might make it just more appealing. You would be able to tell where it came from. Like, oh, this is one of these Tochigi grates. I don't know if that's good or bad. Like, I don't know if it's a higher quality or lower quality. You might be more likely to get caught because like we can tell this grate has been stolen is something the police could lay on you if you had one of those grates in your possession. But when they said it makes it unfit to be sold, I was like, I don't think that's true. And then I did try to transfer my thought process over to the buyer of the grate. And he's like, buying stolen grates, but he didn't know they were stolen. I mean, that seems almost impossible. And then he's like, hey, wait a minute. This grate has a strawberry painted on it. You've been stealing these, not making them yourself at home and then selling them to us. There's a logical fault in the statement from the local government, but I hope it works. I don't want these like small municipalities to have to pay for grates. I'm sure they're stupidly expensive. When you look at anything that's along the streets, they're always crazy expensive, like street lights, intersection lights. they are all crazy expensive. You go look up the prices in your city or in cities around the world, millions of dollars for just a very small area of just lighting. And then these automatic lights and the systems and stuff are all crazy, crazy expensive.
Just thinking that, you know, maybe if I'm going to be talking your thing, I don't want to, you know, start slurring and whatnot.
I should actually, I've done podcasts while intoxicated in the past, and it's had entertaining results. I don't think you'd want to listen to that every time, but it has been funny when it's happened. I want theme music. I want like a da-da-da-da-da, the Ninja News Japan quiz. Like a quiz show theme.
Oh, I'm seeing like my theme music.
Well, no, I can't have an individual guest music, because then I would have... I guess I could. I couldn't make it. That's the problem with music in me, is I don't have the talent. That's why I have to pay people to make music that I like.
I mean, no offense.
I haven't taken any yet.
I know, but if you were to just snatch a song down from the interwebs and put it on here, I don't think anyone is coming to check you for copyright.
Oh, it's not. That's actually not the problem. It's the automated systems. They catch it. So like I actually do stay away from copyrighted music and stuff, because I'm doing that movie channel and it gets dinged regularly. And I have to then send a letter to, I guess, YouTube. I think it actually goes to them, the copyright holder, to say like, this is because I'm doing reaction videos, because I've transformed it and I have to do like fair use and stuff. I do that like every second or third video. Like the automatic system is amazing. Really at catching stuff.
Fucking computers.
Yeah. So like, it's not like any person's coming for me. The algorithm is just waiting for you. Okay. Anyway. So the quiz, da, 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 da. That's McDonald's. McDonald's is going to come for me.
Uji quiz. Yeah.
Oh, that's quite good. I'll take that. So this is summertime in Japan. It's very hot. That's worst time, maybe the important. So Japanese schools often have pools and they'll have like swimming classes so all the kids can swim. It's part of gym class.
Oh, God.
You know that.
Oh, God, no.
What do you mean? You're already... What do you mean, oh, God, no? We haven't even started yet.
But school and swimming pools in a quiz. Oh,
yeah, no, because the quiz is always some horrible stuff. So... the premise now is, how can I make the premise sound innocent knowing that it's going to be awful? Two girls were 4 minutes late for swimming class. Now, you've had students who are late for class. You've been late for class yourself, probably. What kind of punishments? I basically, the teacher was like, don't do it again.
Yeah, that's...
Four minutes.
People are late sometimes, you know. If it's not a regular occurrence... you just tell them, please be careful about your time management in the future, and you keep it pushing.
Yep, good. No, that's a very reasonable response. Okay, so you know that's not how this went. So the students were 4 minutes late for swim class. This teacher said, like, what happened? And the student says, it took a long time to walk to the pool. So the pool is about 50 meters away from the school, but I'm assuming they have to, like, change and go through things and whatnot. So I don't really know the layout of the school. What do you think... the punishment of the students was? What do you think? How do you think the teacher punished the students? So here are your four choices. A, they had to swim laps until failure, until exhaustion. B, they had to stand on the side of the pool in the sun. C, the teacher insulted the student's appearance in a bathing suit. Or D, the teacher made all the students walk back to the school and back again in the hot sun. To like check the time. So again, now is your chance. Please ask questions.
I do not want to make assumptions. So I'm going to ask, is the teacher a man or a woman?
It was not disclosed, but it seems like it was a woman.
Okay.
Because I read it in Japanese, and the Japanese is technically gender neutral in there when they just use san. So it's hard to...
Was this a new teacher?
I don't think so. I think this was a fairly experienced teacher. I actually think the teachers who do the shitty stuff are the experienced teachers, because they feel like they can get away with it. I think a new teacher would be more careful.
Yeah.
Like, they might punish the student, but they also might be like, I don't want to get fired today.
Yeah, they wouldn't do anything too extreme because
it's the old school teachers are the
being
problems.
Watched.
Yeah, all the stories, the punishment stories and stuff, it's always been like these old school teachers have been doing it forever, which I assume means they've been abusing children forever.
They've been getting more and more bold with their abuse.
Yep. My Japanese is so bad, my camera just went out of focus.
That's all right. So it
no, like, I can't use the video if the camera's not in focus. Come on, come back. Come back.
It sounds like a backwaters place, so people there are old-fashioned.
It's a small town. It is not a big city yet.
Old-fashioned people are kind of hardcore, like mm-hmm. my parents.
Yep.
So I'm gonna reject B.
You're gonna reject stand in the sun? That's super hardcore.
No, it's not.
Okay.
No, I mean, you're from Canada, right?
I'm from Canada.
Like, yeah, you think the sun is hardcore? That's not hardcore.
No.
That's just the sun.
So in Canada, we don't worry about the sun as much as the cold. So all the I remember in middle school, I went to Emily Carr Middle School. You don't know who Emily Carr is. She's a very famous Canadian artist. And we had recess where we would have to go outside for like 40 minutes or something, or an hour. And it would be like minus 20 regularly.
That's child abuse.
Yeah. But they were like, no, you're Canadian. Go outside and play. And we did. It was, I like, now that I think about it, I'm like, you can't send kids out in that. But we, every day. February, where I lived, almost every single day was minus 10 would be warm. Minus 20, 15, 20 would be normal. So a cold day, minus 25.
Then I think we kind of understand each other because, like, maybe, you're extreme cold.
Hmm.
You know, it's bare, it's livable to you. I am from like the heat we're experiencing right now. This is my home heat.
Jesus Christ, man!
I can stand outside in this heat all day long. Literally, I might be unhappy about it, but like, you know, I'd even play games with you outside in this heat.
Again, okay.
Unhappily, but yeah. So standing beside a pool, concrete. No, they'll be fine.
They'll be fine.
That's not enough.
All right.
That's not enough. All women are hateful.
Okay. That's a statement. Old women are hateful. I got to put quotes in that. That'll make a t-shirt. We'll have it. Ninja News Japan merch coming out. Old women are hateful.
All women are hateful. They are, though. Mm-hmm. So they would insult a younger, fresher, you know, perkier, you know, woman's appearance. So I'm gonna keep C in there.
Body shaming is so normalized in Japan.
So much so.
Did I tell you about my elevator ride?
Oh yeah. Where the old man's just like, I gotta.
Old man literally touched my belly and called me fat, and I was so close to punching me in the face.
Hey,
like
I mean, you're on vacation now.
Yeah, man, it's rough.
Rolling by his home. One brick, wrapped in a towel, dipped in kerosene, on fire.
Wow.
I mean, if you didn't see it, I didn't see it.
You planned this out.
I mean, I have years of hating people. Call me hateful. How about that?
I'll take it. There's another t-shirt. That's the back. The front is old women are hateful, and the back is Tommy's hateful.
I'll buy that.
That's a good shirt, actually.
The old ladies would insult you. Mm-hmm. Walking back and forth in the hot heat to understand time. That also, that's the same thing. Standing in the heat, D is out. Okay. So
you're between A and C now.
Yes, swimming laps until exhaustion, and then teach yourself students' appearance. A is so reasonable. Like if you're a hardcore teacher who's like, you know, you're always late, so I'm gonna make you fucking learn today.
Mm.
You swim laps until you're fucking tired and you fucking understand. That is that while extreme is reasonable, and you're at a swimming pool, so like, you know, it all pans out.
I think that is the most sensible one.
Or run laps. I mean, swimming laps or running laps, it's the same thing. So that's too reasonable, Itzy.
Okay, see, insulted the student's appearance.
She went hard.
Incorrect. It was D. The teacher made all 40 students walk to the school and back barefoot, and 21 students ended up having burns on their feet.
Oh, I'm sorry. You didn't. I don't think you mentioned that all the other kids were impacted by this.
Oh, no. I said all the kids had to walk. I did say that. I didn't say the burn part. That's a bit of a giveaway. It's too many details.
Oh.
Yeah, so these two kids show up late, 4 minutes late for class, and the teacher's like, all you guys suck. Get out of the pool. I don't know if they're in the pool yet, but let's say get out of the pool. Walk back to the school and walk back here and see if it takes 4 minutes. And so they made all of them, but they're all barefoot, and it's probably tarmac. It's probably black, like parking lot or something. At least half the students had burns on their feet by the end of this process and had to go like this school nurse. The next day, a parent called the school saying like, why is my child's foot burned? And not even one of the kids who was late, right? So like the kid who didn't do anything has burned feet. The school pulled the, we'll make sure there's not a reoccurrence. But I actually hate that one, because if you get in trouble for making kids walk back and forth, you're not going to do it again. So it's already not going to reoccur. You're going to find some new and creative way to punish them next time because you're an asshole. The teacher apologized, but has not. I don't know, man. I would have made the teacher walk the same path. On a hot day, take your shoes off, walk with them.
I would clothesline the fucking teacher accidentally.
Yeah, that's just, this is it. Like, I don't get the what's going on in your brain at that point. Like, it's just like, what are you thinking? It's like they don't understand it's 34, 35 degrees outside and that the parking lot is black. So it is like literally the hottest thing. So I walk Dave. I got to think about like, oh, he's essentially barefoot on the road if we're walking on the road.
No, if some of the kids were in the pool, their feet would be, you know, soft and tender.
And yeah, not like from the water. Moisturized and ready to get burned.
Yeah. Extra ready for the burns. Oh, wow.
Yep. So... I was never punished that badly. I think again, this is sort of the weird extremities of Japan come to light in these news stories that people don't know about, that with all the polite culture and stuff, there is this like underlying strictness that is just off the chain with some of these teachers and stuff.
God damn.
56% of 17 to 19 year olds have no interest in the imperial family. That's kind of the headline. And in my head, I was like, 56% seems kind of low. I can't imagine 17 to 19 year olds care at all about the royal family in any bit. So they did a survey and there were 1,000 respondents, and they did this survey because the voting age in Japan has been lowered. It's gone from 20 to 18. And this means the opinions of 18, 19, 20 year olds is now sort of more important because they can vote and influence elections and whatnot if they get out and vote. So what they care about is something we need to know. I actually think it'd be important to know what everyone cares about, but that's an opinion for another day. One of the questions was, do you care about the imperial family? And it was yes, somewhat no, and no. So the actual numbers were 9.8% said yes, which again seems very high to me. 34.5% said somewhat yes. Which, if they had a completely neutral option, that's where mine would be. Like, I don't not care. Like, if they do something interesting, I'd be interested in hearing about it. But on an average day, I do not think about the imperial family or any royal family. I do come from Canada where they don't have a royal family, but we do have the queen on our money, or used to. I don't know. Are they changing to the king? I can't believe they are. Sudden momentary lapse of thought as I think about something completely different. 28.8% said somewhat no, and 26.9% said no. And that came to 55.7% said they have little to no interest in the imperial family, which is, again, I thought going to be a much bigger number. I was thinking 70, 80% would say no, and then the somewhat no's would be like 10%, and then everyone left over was going to be on the yes side. They followed up with another question to the people who said no, and they said, how could we increase your interest in the imperial family? And then I, again, first question for me was, why? Like, why do I need to care about the imperial family? Why is the imperial family important? Prove them as being important to me in some way, and I will then show interest. It doesn't go the other way. Like, what can we make them do to make you interested in them? No, they have to do something interesting, and then I'll be interested in them. 48.1% of those respondents, so this is, again, 50% of the previous survey, so now we're down to like 500 people, said, I don't know. Perfect answer. How can you make the imperial family more interesting to me? I don't know, because that's not my problem, and I don't care. 27.1% said, have a member of the royal family close to my age post on social media. I was like, okay. I mean, that's, again, they could do TikTok challenges and have the royal family. But again, they were actually very specific. Have someone close to my age. So I don't want to see the emperor doing TikTok dance challenges. I want to see a teen, a late teen doing TikTok dance challenges who just happens to be a member of the royal family, which I'm actually betting they're not allowed to do. 26% said the royal couple could post on social media. So maybe they do want to see the emperor doing TikTok dances. I don't know. That's a lot of people already. I found it very, very weird because I personally, at this point, I think I've said it before. You should just get rid of them. They don't do anything. There's no benefit. I understand that it's a nice idea, but it's antiquated, and I have no desire to follow up on it. 28-year-old was arrested, and he was arrested for shooting a BB gun at people waiting at a nearby train station. So he basically had an apartment building, and that apartment building overlooked a train line, and he could see the train station, so people standing on the platform. The platform was about 40 meters away from his balcony, so I'm assuming that's on an angle and stuff. He was arrested. He hit at least two or three people. There was someone who got hit in the shoulder, and then someone got hit in the leg. They said there were no injuries. I bet it stung. But again, yes, at the end of the day, it's not like they have to go to the hospital or anything. It doesn't seem like anyone got hit in the head, so I don't know if he was going for headshots or it was just a really bad shot. 80 BBs were discovered on the platform over 2 days. So either a lot of people didn't report it, or maybe didn't even notice, because maybe he got hit and just thought it was like a bug or something, and then just didn't notice what happened. These couldn't have been that powerful. When I was a little kid, I was like 9 or 10. It was like evening, and I was walking with my friend, and then this guy was just standing in a field, and we were over playing. I don't know what we're doing. We're little kids, probably just walking in a circle. And then as we started to leave, I heard something, and then I got hit in the back of the ear, and it was a BB gun, and it hurt. Like my ear was swollen. I was crying. We home. My parents called the police and stuff. There wasn't much they could do. We never heard about it again. So, I mean, that's not a great resolution to that story. There was no CSI investigation into the great BB murder of this place in Ontario when I was a kid. But this means multiple people have gotten hit and not reported at all. So it couldn't have been the same level of sort of power of my experience when I was a kid. Or maybe they're wearing like clothes and stuff and it hit the clothes and just didn't have any real impact. The police, of course, figured it out. It's not hard to figure out, okay, there's someone shooting BB guns. Let's look up in the other direction of where the BBs were coming from. What do we see? Oh, hey, there's a building with a bunch of balconies. Let's go start doing a little canvassing there. Or maybe they did a little stakeout and they actually saw the guy shoot some. I actually would have been interested in that part. How did they catch this guy? Did they do a stakeout for the BB? I kind of come up with a cool nickname. The BB King. That wasn't bad. That's not good, but it's not bad. When they arrested him, they went, of course, searched his house, and they found 8 airsoft guns and confiscated them. So he was obviously some sort of collector. He enjoyed airsoft. He enjoyed these kind of guns. He enjoyed, you know, BB guns. Couldn't control himself. So this is one of those things, like, if this continues, if this is sort of sparks off, these things sort of come in trends. So if I now get like 3, 4, 5 more stories of people shooting other people with BB guns, even if they're like non-lethal, I could see Japan just like, okay, we're going to do a BB gun control. I don't know what I've said. In the time I've been doing Ninja in Japan, there's a couple of things that have become sort of controlled that weren't controlled before. Crossbows was the one that sticks out the most. The crossbows were not a controlled weapon system thing. And then there were like 2 or 3 murders over a couple of months, or attempted murders. And then they became a controlled thing. Now you have to be licensed and stuff. Japan doesn't mess around. Like, if you do attempted murders or attempt to hurt other people with stuff, Like they already have like knives and stuff. They're already controlled. If I'm carrying around a knife and I don't have a reason for carrying a knife, I can be arrested for carrying that knife. So this is one of the things tourists who come to Japan, I used to carry a pocket knife. You used to carry a Swiss Army knife with me wherever I went, primarily for the screwdriver. But if I now get caught and I don't actually have a reason for carrying that Swiss Army knife, you can technically be arrested for that. Something to be aware of. There's supposed to be a size limit on the blade, but they don't actually take that seriously. They'll hold you for the full like 20 days just to cause your life a lot of problems. When he was arrested, he was asked why he did this. And he said to the police, "I wanted to shoot people and see their reaction." The reaction couldn't have been that big because no one seems to have been significantly injured enough to like go to the hospital or report this. A lot of people don't seem to have reported it at all. So the reaction couldn't have been that big. So was it worth getting arrested for? And he got all his guns confiscated. And I'm going to go ahead and bet those were expensive guns.